Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. One of the first people to calculate the circumference of the earth was a Greek man named Eratosthenes. Using geometry, shadows, and the known distance between two cities, he was able to calculate the earth's circumference to almost the exact value known today. But he did this calculation around 200 BC. Even ancient men knew that the world was spherical. This is the final episode of a special three-part series on the Flat Earth. The Flat Earth philosophy is growing in popularity today and can cause unnecessary division. If uncertain, there are ways of testing this theory. In 2024, a challenge was extended to prominent Flat Earthers, and one individual actually accepted, traveling to Antarctica to see the land of the midnight sun. You can watch the challenge on YouTube called The Final Experiment. Why did he travel to Antarctica? Because at the southern pole, the sun never sets, which is impossible in a flat earth model. Once this flat earther witnessed with his own eyes the sun never setting, he realized he was wrong and abandoned this model. There are also many Christian astronauts who have been to space and photographed the earth, like Jeffrey Williams, who published his photos in the book, The Work of His Hands, A View of God's Creation from Space. You may not be able to travel to Antarctica or space, but you can examine the eyewitness accounts of others who have. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast, available now on all podcast platforms.